alone. It went for almost $1.5 million after a 6-minute bidding war. When it was over, Heritage says the auction room erupted in applause. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The New York Mets will try to get even with the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series this afternoon in L.A. Game 1 of the American League Series is tonight. Cleveland Guardians meeting the Yankees in New York. The winners of these best-of-7 series go to the World Series. Peter King, CBS News.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax Relief.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today. We'll be taking your calls. This being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. The best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Eagles won yesterday. It wasn't pretty, but they won. Which in the NFL is the bottom line. It's not what the Dallas Cowboys are saying today at all. And, I mean, do they look bad or what?
I don't know who looked worse yesterday, them or the Jaguars.
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers played well. I mean, let's give credit where credit's due. I mean, the Steelers did play well in the game, and I think that's credit where credit is due to what they're doing. The Steelers are not a pretty team to look to watch. You know, Fields is good, not great. Najee Harris finally scored a rushing touchdown yesterday, the first one he had all season, as a matter of fact, which is interesting. But they play well enough defensively. The Raiders are a mess. I think that's safe to say. And with Fields, they do enough. You know, and I think that's a plus. You look at how the Eagles played, and again, I'm not going to say, I'm just going by what I read because I did not see the game. Just didn't. I had a grandson who had a soccer game yesterday. I went to that. My granddaughter's birthday, so we had a party for her. So I did actually exponentially more important things than watching an Eagles game. And from what I read, it's just it was just one of those performances. Although it looked like Hurts played well enough, and I saw that AJ Brown had himself a pretty good day. You know, looking at the stats. So
I think they were just kind of content once they got up just to kind of get out of there and go home, and it kind of almost cost them.
Well, yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, that's a possibility. I don't know. I would have to really take a long, hard look at it. I just, you know.
It's amazing to me. I realize they're paying him so much money, but I can't believe they just don't end the Deshaun Watson experiment, at least for this year. Let him try and get his head right for the last couple of weeks. He is having one of the epically bad seasons in NFL history.
Well, what makes it epically bad is that all the money's guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's a gigantic contract, and the collateral they gave to Houston was off the charts. It's off the charts.
I was reading this morning that I think it was 2020, the year that he threw for all the yards and kind of got him this contract. He threw 13 fourth quarter touchdown passes. Not one gave his team the lead.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Never realized that.
Yeah. I didn't either. I was like, that is some garbage time numbers, man.
Wow. Well, although one of the stats that always cracks me up is the fourth quarter comeback stuff. All right. X has led his team to, 32 fourth-quarter comebacks. Okay? Right. Does anybody ever ask the question which plays the quarterback made in the other quarters that actually opened the door where they had to come back? it's like anybody ever ask that one? Which plays did you make in the first three quarters that put your team behind? I always find that interesting. I don't know about you, but I find it interesting. That's just me. Yeah.
I'm trying to come up with a snazzy acronym, and it's not coming.
Not happening.
No, not it's okay. Whatever the opposite of comeback wins are is.
Yeah. The other thing I guess Sirianni did yesterday that was really kind of like, what are you doing here? Is after the whatever he said to the fan or fans, he went to the press conference and he brought his kids with him up on the podium. Well, gee, if how are you going to be able to deflect or like start asking questions when his kids are sitting there?
Mike Zaleski of the Inquirer ripped him a new one in with words about that yesterday.
Really?
About it being so cynical that, you know, you do something like that and then you try and bring your kids in to kind of deflect away from it. And then he's like, I'm not a prude, but then he swore three times in front of his kids while he was doing the press conference.
For all we know, he's used those words in front of his kids before.
Well, this is true, but
for all I know, I don't know. I don't know the guy. I've never been in the same room with him. Never been in the same stadium with him. So I don't know.
Yeah. I start to worry about people when they shave their head and they look like Vincent D'Onofrio in Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, that's just... Oh, brutal. Brutal.
I might have made light of it, but I mean, he doesn't seem to be doing well. He does not seem to be in a good headspace.
I have seen in my career, Todd, coaches mature over time. And I'll give you an example. If you recall back to Illinois week, remember I talked about Brett Bielema? Brett Bielema was at Wisconsin, and the differences I see in him now. He's just, whether it's on the sideline, whether it's in a press conference, He's more secure in himself and who he is, right? And Brett's a good coach. But he also now, he's just more mature about how he talks to people and how he goes about his business. And, and that's a good example of watching a coach mature into the job. I don't feel like Nick Sirianni's matured into his job.
And I wonder, if he needs to be fired in the sense as a learning lesson for him, and he comes back. We hear from Nick in 5 or 6 years, and he is a different guy. Because I'm not sure he's had the event in his life right now that's going to force him to learn until he gets fired.
Yeah, but I don't. Look. I think first of all, firing him is not the right thing to do at this stage. That's okay. No question in my mind, I'd let the season play out all the way through. The only team they really need to beat right now in the division is Washington. I think Washington, especially with Daniels, the way he's played at quarterback, they have a lot of, McLaurin's a terrific wideout, like the running backs a lot. Defense is pretty good. Right? Washington's maybe a little bit of an under-the-radar team. Dallas is a mess. And the Giants just aren't good enough, especially if the Giants have injuries. I mean, the Giants' problem last night with Cincinnati is they had so many starters out last night. You're not going to give yourself much of a chance because Daniel Jones actually played a decent game last night. But Philadelphia's better than the Giants. Philadelphia's better than Dallas. Now, Washington, even when Washington was okay, for some reason matched up really well with Philadelphia to begin with, and they were able to beat them sometimes. Well, now they've got more talent. So that's the team, if I'm an Eagles fan, I worry about. I don't worry about the rest of them. Right? I mean, within the division. So now back to Sirianni. For example, he loses to Dallas. That is a problem because Dallas is not good. They're just not. So, now look, they've got injuries too. Lawrence is out. Parsons is out. But offensively, they don't have that many guys out. For goodness sakes, they don't. And number one, they don't have a running game. They don't have a running game. So everything is on Dak Prescott's shoulders, and he needs a running game to make himself more effective.
Let's be honest. The only real receiver they have right now is CeeDee Lamb, too. So,
well, let's be honest about that too. CeeDee Lamb is not playing well.
No.
I mean, to the point where you do question what the heck is his effort level. His effort level is okay. I mean, I'm watching. I did watch some of that game yesterday. It was a late game, and so I watched some of the Detroit game. CeeDee Lamb acted like he didn't want to be there. Well, last I checked, you're getting gigantic money. I'd find some interest.
With the way their season's going, he might be in the for who for what stage of the season for himself.
Oh, just awful. 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 Brutal. I mean, it's an interesting conversation piece. The division is the kind of division where Philadelphia should be 5-1 in the division when it's over with. That's a great head start because you really only need to win 5 other games. Okay? I mean, really, that's where you are. Washington, I think, because of Daniels, who's turned out to be very, very good. I mean, Daniels is a very, very good rookie quarterback. He can run, makes some throws, has a lot of poise. Now, Washington is a team that can win 9, maybe 10 games, and guess what? They can make the playoffs too, but Philadelphia is still, quote, the better team. And if I had to pick a team they would split with, it would be Washington, not Dallas. They should be able to sweep the Giants. They should be able to sweep Dallas. So you can go 5-1 in the division. This is the old Patriots formula of what they did for years in the AFC East. They, at minimum, would go 5-1 in the AFC East every year. That's a great head start in the rest of your schedule. Because back in the day, you had 16 games, so 38% of your schedule is your division. You know, it's 17 now, so obviously the percentage is a little bit lower. It's like, what, 35%, but still.
I was going to say, this year's NFC East does rival those old AFC East divisions, don't they, with those, when the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins were all really bad.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's like, again, Washington is good.
Yeah.
I mean, let's give credit. Washington is good. I didn't say great. I said good. The NFC Central, the Vikings have been terrific. Detroit's been terrific. Green Bay's now 4-2. And Caleb Williams has the Bears playing better. That division, the NFC North, holy mackerel, pretty good.
I wonder how much Adrian Hutchinson breaking his leg is going to affect that divisional race. That was a bad one.
Yeah. That's a bad one. That's bad. They claim he can be back maybe by the Super Bowl. I mean, that's a long way off. That's the next time I go to Los Angeles, too. So, it's Super Bowl weekend. All right, we'll take a break. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hey, we'll take your calls. You know, thoughts, questions, comments on Penn State football or whatever your topic happens to be. Todd has the number. My capabilities of the number are very limited.
570-743-9565.
Plus, I think you say it better than I do.
It is written on my wall here.
That helps.
570-743-9565. I did have it memorized, but now when I text people and tell them to call in, it automatically comes up in my text. So I just hit a button now, and I don't have it memorized anymore.
Oh, great.
The convenience.
Hey, that's you know what? But that is today's... I mean, everything comes up on the phone. In other words, if somebody asks you your phone number or asks for a phone number, if you ask for a phone number, right, and say, hey, do you have X's number? You don't have it off the top of your head. All right? You have to go look it up. Like, oh, okay.
Well, let's be honest. Like yours, I mean, I text you fairly regularly. I couldn't tell you what your phone number is. You're just Steve Jones in my phone.
Right. Right, exactly, yeah. I don't think I need my number to be given out.
If you want to call in to Steve, just now, directly to Steve.
Now, here's the suit's number. It's 814. No, just kidding.
I did have somebody call in and ask, do you know how to sync up the radio and the TV broadcast so they can sync your radio broadcast with the TV?
Oh, yikes.
That's, I kind of had that thought, too.
Yikes, a technical question. Don't know. that is... I know they have instructions on that as to how to do it. And I think if you have a DVR... although we're ahead, aren't we? Somebody claims you have a DVR. There's a way to sync them both up. I don't know. Jeez, that's a great question.
The biggest issue is you guys aren't on 7-second delay, right?
No, we're live.
So the TV's usually on 7-second delay.
Right. So the problem is getting us to be on a delay. Now, if you want, I can go 7 seconds slower. but oh man, that's something Bob Taylor would be able to answer, our engineer. Believe it or not, you know who might be the best person to ask is Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin is outstanding technically. He understands how to do all that stuff. So if I were whomever the listener happens to be, try and get a hold of Kevin Herr here at the station. He would actually give you a better answer than I ever could.
Maybe we'll get Kevin to email me at some point this week, and we'll talk about it a little later.
Yeah. Let's do that, because I think that would be great. People do ask about that all the time. My odds of being able to give you the right answer are very, very limited. Okay, you would be sitting there for hours saying, but Steve said, do this, do this. And all of a sudden you realize, I don't think Steve knew what he was talking about. There's a good chance that would be absolutely correct. Yay. Because I do get asked that. And... it's one of those where I have a buddy, and I've talked about him on the show before, Gary Goloshevsky. And Gary and Amy are just two phenomenal people that live here in State College. Gary is one of those guys who has incredible technical prowess, where he's able to do this in his house all the time. All the time. He has people over to watch games, and he'll sync up the two. I'm not going to give you Gary's number, but Gary would be like, if I had to handpick any person on the planet that could absolutely do it, it's him. That doesn't help anybody out there, but he would be the guy. At least the guy I'd pick. Plus, Kevin would be the other guy I'd pick. Final half hour coming up this half hour, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket on the News Radio 1070 WKOK. Yep.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, final half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. For some odd reason, Tyler Warren was the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. And Ryan Barker was the Special Teams Player of the Week. So there you go. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. The best in customer service. And they make sure that you are taken care of in every facet of the insurance game. I mean, they want to make sure, A, you're fully covered, and B, they want to make sure that you are They can save you money, and that's so important. I mean, look, we're all trying to save money somewhere. I mean, we don't have the financial resources the suit has. I mean, what you're paying for insurance, he considers tip change. I mean, it's like, come on. Just the way some people are. I mean, Todd, you know that. There are times he's insufferable to be around.
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen him in 3 weeks.
You know what? You seem so much happier and more relaxed. All right, so Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned Deshaun Watson. You see a quarterback who won again yesterday? Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco. Again. Who led Cleveland to the playoffs last year? Joe Flacco. He's not the most mobile guy, but he sees the field. You give him a little time, he makes plays. He knows for the most part what he's supposed to do with the ball. And it's just interesting. It's like in the Watt, remember, Cleveland acquired him knowing they had baggage. Right? And that's why they gave him the contract that they did. Remember, it was a $1 million opening number because of the fines. And then they kicked in the higher numbers after that. The suspensions and the fines were gone, right? So they knew what they were getting into on that end of it. On that end of it. They did not know what they were getting into in terms of the level of play. Completely, they've been. I think that Cleveland's been completely thrown for a loop by all this, but they created part of it. They created part of it themselves.
It's kind of like when you talk about Jalen Carter. I mean, there was obvious signs, and if you still want to bring that into your locker room, I think you kind of reap what you sow.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think that you can get incredibly enamored with talent. And I understand that completely. That you can get enamored with talent. And there's no question that the Carter's a very talented player. There's no question that Watson, for a good portion of his college and pro career, is a really talented player. But when you're bringing somebody in that also has, quote, as you, I'll use your word, baggage, it's a problem. And it's not an easy problem to overcome. Your locker room balance is always so important. And I'll give, let's give you a baseball one, for example. Baseball. Right? The Yankees are bringing Anthony Rizzo back onto the roster for this round. He was not on the roster for the last round. Rizzo's a great clubhouse presence. You know, it's one of the things that, like with the Dodgers, Mookie Betts is a great clubhouse presence. He's there, you know. I know Ohtani's the best player and so forth, but geez, I'll tell you, it's kind of hard to argue against Mookie Betts being among the best players. And you see how what he means on and off the field. And then when you get to others in there, your best players need to be your hardest workers. And Saquon Barkley was always that way. Best player, hardest worker. I mean, Warren, you watch how Warren, I mean, Aller and those guys, man, they work so hard all the time. Jalen Reed always works hard. Jeez. Amazing. And you need to have your best players be your hardest workers. And sometimes you bring people into your locker room, your clubhouse, have some baggage. Part of the baggage is they're also not the hardest workers on the planet either. They've been able to out-talent everybody in the course of their careers. These are generalizations I'm speaking in right now. There's no question I'm speaking in generalizations here, but it's not that far off either. And Watson's got so much baggage off the field. I mean, there's a couple things. In the locker room, you have to remember, these are husbands and fathers in the locker room. How are they supposed to respect this guy based on what he's been accused of and all the money he's paid out to get rid of it? How are you supposed to respect that as a teammate?
Let's be honest, there's been no accountability for his performance this year either, and that might even be worse to them.
Right. I mean, Carter comes into the locker room. You know what he did and what he didn't do. How are you supposed to respect that? You can't. I'm not saying you just have to sit there and be judgmental, but that doesn't mean you have to respect it. Oh, don't be judgmental. I'm not being judgmental, but it doesn't mean I personally have to respect it. I don't know. There's just, you can get so enamored with talent, which I completely understand. Talent, let's face it, means a lot. But locker room, am I going to find another Jalen Carter out there? No, but I'm going to find somebody who's really good who can play. Am I going to find the Deshaun Watson out there? Well, obviously right now you can kind of get any Deshaun Watson, anybody else to play, and they play better. He's not playing well at all. And this isn't a rookie we're talking about. So, I don't know. Yeah. And then I'm not so, and then with the Eagles, you do have to openly question whether they have a coach who has the maturity to manage the locker room. Because he's struggling to manage his own emotions right now.
He has a guy on the sidelines to help him control his emotions, for heaven's sakes.
Oh, that's just, sounds so cruel. Accurate, but cruel.
They didn't make Big Dom head of security / assistant coach for no reason.
And even he has to control his own emotions.
Well, that's true, too. Even the emotional control coach has some emotional issues.
Right. Even the emotional control coach has got to, he got suspended from the sidelines because he got over-emotional. I don't know. What you're telling me is they're a mess.
It's no wonder their biggest fan is so emotional.
Well, it's a bye week for Penn State. The game with Wisconsin is going to be a night game. It's going to be 7:30 Eastern time at Camp Randall in Madison. A week from Saturday, it's going to be on NBC. And let's see. I can't remember. Wisconsin just won over
Rutgers,
and they jumped them 14-0. And I'd said to Jack when we saw the score, I said Rutgers is done. I said they're not built to come from behind, and they are not built to come from behind. And I think they've got Northwestern this week, Wisconsin. I think they have Northwestern next. And Northwestern did have a nice win, especially in the fourth quarter. They do. They're going to play them at Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium. In other words, that temp place we put up. They've got them at, looks like at noon on Saturday on BTN. So, yeah, that's what they have. And Wisconsin has put up 91 points in the last two games. Yikes. After not being able to score at all, they got 91 points the last two games. Braden Locke's playing a lot better. Taylor, the running back, or excuse me, Walker, the running back. Big day against Rutgers. He played well, defensively playing better. So let's give credit where credit's due. And so they've got them at 7:30 a week from Saturday, and that will be at Camp Randall. Talk about Drew Aller for a moment. Drew, as the quarterback, is going to be the focal point in every game that they that anybody plays. You know, it's how when I was talking about Wisconsin, I mentioned Braden Locke, right? Because the quarterback's going to be a person you're going to talk about. Same thing with Drew. Everybody knows with Drew that they're going to talk about him. And I remember in the pregame on Saturday, somebody asked about him, you know, basically alluding to the fact that they did use the words game manager. And I said, geez, every time I hear somebody call somebody a quarterback a game manager, I feel like that's a like a backhanded slight at somebody. I'm like, all they do is hand off. And when a guy is 16-3 as a starter in his career, which is what Drew is, he had to have made some plays along the way. Well, Saturday, he made a lot of those plays. He threw 40 times on Saturday. Threw for 391 yards. And when they needed him to take off and make a run, he took off and made a run. When he needed to make a throw to Wallace on the sideline or down the middle, he did. When he needed to find Evans on the sideline for a play inside the five-yard line, he found him. And, of course, he found Warren repeatedly for 17 times. And when he needed to find Nick Singleton to tie the game up, he did. That 75-yard drive, where you knew it was boom or bust, you either tied the game or your guy to go to overtime, or you lost. And he had two fourth downs on that. Fleming made two fabulous catches. But those were two excellent throws by Drew as well. You found out in the clutch how far he's come and how good he is. And being a second-year starter in that spot did not even remotely act as if he was fazed by anything. Remember, he did all this, like Kerry Collins against Illinois in 1994, he did all of this on the road. And he got it done. And remember, teams have been, like, USC was stacking the box, doing everything they can to take away Singleton and Allen. So they were stacking the box. You needed to throw the football. And I know everybody can talk about the formations and the motions and things like that, which are very important. But in the end, execution, you can run all the formations, all the different looks, all the motions you want. But if you don't execute, it doesn't matter. And what Andy is putting out there, Drew's making it pay off because he's executing. And Penn State's fun. They're a fun team to watch. We will take a break. I'm going to guess we don't need to talk about the Phillies today, do we? No. Okay. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
All right. Great to have you with us on the show. We have Neil Coulong on the show tomorrow. And looking forward to talking with Neil. The writers, all of them took a, you know, look, at, they had to fly commercials, so they were all flying yesterday. So you're wondering why we didn't have writers on today? Pretty simple. You know, the availability was a little bit lean for obvious reasons. So there's no press conference today for James. I mean, they'll do a press availability after tomorrow's practice. But, yeah, so that's why we didn't have any writers today, because the availability of people was rather limited.
I was going to say, if you wanted Penn State beat writers today, you had to take a red eye about 1 a.m. from L.A. this morning.
Yeah. especially when we get to Washington week, Brad Nessler, because Brad says, Steve, I got to come back on your show sometime. I said, I know. I said, we'll make it happen. So I think Cotrillo had his number, so check with him.
Okay.
But, yeah, but Brad's like, come on. And he says, I'm like, I know, Brad. We got to get you back on. Because we were laughing. One of the students came by because the comm radio was out there. And they said, hey, what are you doing? I said, hey. You know, I introduced them to Brad, and I said, you listen to this guy. He's the best in the business. And one of them said, have you ever done a whiteout game before? Brad looked at me, and he starts laughing. He goes, well, he says, I think I've done six of them. I said, look, one person's done all of them. I said, he's second. So... Brad is second all time in whiteout games announced. Oh, goodness gracious. So, yeah, we'll get him. That'd be a great week to get him on. He's the best. I mean, as everybody knows, I can't say enough good things about Brad.
At least I didn't ask him if he'd, like, ever been to Bryant-Denny Stadium or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever do that before? No, never been there.
Ever seen SEC games, sir?
Yeah. Ever? That's why it's a completely different ball game for them, because now, you know, there are no trips to Auburn, Alabama, Athens, Oxford, Gainesville, Baton Rouge, those places. They don't have that anymore. Now it's State College, Columbus, Ann Arbor, Los Angeles. It's an exciting change for them, but it's without question a different look. Different look.
It's still weird to hear that song and Penn State comes on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it is. Now, I don't get to hear it often, so it's like, okay.
That song was so synonymous with SEC football, and now it's at the beginning of Big Ten, which is going to take a little bit.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I did hear it for the start of the Penn State game only because Penn State's football Facebook page had it on there. Like, oh yeah. Well, there you go. Into the bye week we go. Neil tomorrow. Talk about the NFL. Steelers beat the Raiders yesterday. Eagles did win, by the way, despite all this. They won, what, by four?
20-16, yep.
There you go.